Prime Minister Netanyahu vowed to avenge the attack by Hamas, saying, quote, the enemy will pay a price like they have never known before. Chief Foreign Correspondent Richard Engel joins us now. Richard, what likely happens next?
Well, I think we're going to see an Israeli military response. The only question is how big it will be. And Israel in the past has not been shy about using its military superiority to hit Hamas targets in Gaza when Hamas has fired rockets. But the real limiting factor here is these hostages, because if Israel launches a broad invasion of Gaza right now, it could inadvertently kill some of its own citizens. Gaza is densely populated. There are many tunnels. It is a place that Hamas knows better than Israel, and it is very likely that Hamas will put some of these hostages in key locations and use them as human shields. So I think what we're going to see first is a period of intelligence gathering before any major Israeli operations. The other limiting factor, public opinion, particularly in the Arab world. If Israel is seen as carrying out some blanket response against the Palestinians in Gaza and incurring a huge death toll, it could trigger a regional war.